Players ready? Play. 15th seed here in Rome by first round. Lost my first match. Lost to Nuno Borges of Portugal. Good clay court player who the round before had beaten Pedro Martinez of Spain, 7-6 in the third. It was a titanic battle and a match that took forever. And I thought they might have taken something out of Nuno, I think those clay quarters are so used to long match after long match that this was just par for the course. And Nuno is fit. He's in his prime. This is the time of the year that he excels. And he showed that today. He is considered one of the most decent players on the tour. He is very much known for being very charitable and sporting. He's a good guy. Well, I need to get it over with early. What I will say, though, at the outset is I do love the Rome courts. We're an outside court, of course, in the outdoors. The weather was wonderful, low 20s. You've got these courts surrounded by trees. The crowd are very close and engaged, and I thought there was pretty good support for each of us. So there's nothing I can complain about in terms of circumstances or conditions or opponents or anything of that nature. Fact of the matter is Nuno won in straight sets. There are lots of breaks of serve. In fact, I broke him three times in two sets. But if you do the maths, what it means is he broke me five times. It's clay, it's slow clay at that. He's a clay quarter, and for him, rule number one is get the ball back into play. So there's always going to be lots of rallies and long rallies. Nuno's interesting, though. He, for a clay quarter, stands reasonably close to the baseline. He's not one of those who stands miles behind. And he's actually got big, heavy ground shots, big backswing, particularly on the forehand. So he can get the ball to, a fair bit of pace and get through it, even though it's a slow surface. So even though he got long rallies, because he doesn't make many errors, but he also hits his fair share of winners, doesn't go for winners all the time. He'll work his way into a point. He loves his angles, but he's going to hit deep. And if you hit short, he will step into it with his power. It can be a formidable opponent. So that was the story of the day. My lead up wasn't ideal, but the fact of the matter was I was outplayed by someone who loves the surface, and I actually expect Nuno Borges to do very well at Roland Garros. I think the courts will suit him even more, being just a little bit faster again. So I had a look at the stats afterwards. I don't know why, but I did. And there were two stats that basically tell the story of the match. Only won 39% of my points on second serve. And that's, you're not going to win too many matches when that is the case. So my second serve, which I was intending to work upon this year, and a lot of it was for things like clay courts, to get the ball deep, to be able to then to control the match, but that just didn't happen. And he'd get the ball back into play, create a long rally. And the second stat I was going to refer to was that whilst I won the majority of points where there was five strokes or less, he won the vast majority of shots where, or points where there was more than five shots. So that's the homework that I'm going to have to do before I get to Roland Garros. Fifteenth seed here at Rome, having lost my only match of the event. It's 11th of May 2024, and Roland Garros doesn't start until the 26th of May. I have no tournaments in the meantime. Now, that's not a proper preparation, despite my best intentions. I'd considered I'd have you know, lead up matches where I'd get lots of game playing, game time, and then take a week off in the lead up. But because I'm out so early and prior tournaments haven't been always brilliant, I have approached Geneva, who put an ATP 250 event next week. And basically they're more than happy to accommodate me and put me in the draw because they well know that, they, in fact, it's been the case, they've had some significant withdrawals of named players. And that always happens in the lead up to a Grand Slam. And so I'm pretty desirable for them to have me in the draw, but more so I'm very grateful for the opportunity to play because I need matches. There's also when you need your team around you, got to change flights, got to book accommodation, got to deal with the tournament, got to alert WADA as to the change of arrangements. And for me, I don't want to be worrying about those sorts of things. I want to worry about the tennis side of things. You know, I know that I need matches, I need to be flexible, I need to be prepared, all that sort of stuff. I've got to make sure that none of this upsets me or concerns me, and I can tell you now it won't. In fact, I feel very good about the decision to be playing next week. Much better than going to Roland Garros too early without matches under my belt. So I'm off to Geneva next week. It's a 250 event, and notwithstanding that, it's actually got Novak Djokovic, Casper Ruud, probably, you know, two of the finest clay court players, and other players like Taylor Fritz, who's has been in good form. So it's some very good players, notwithstanding it's a 250 event. One interesting name that I did see was Andy Murray. So he's intending to play, Roland Garros, hasn't always played there, as I understand it. So I'll watch his preparation with interest. Uncertain as to where Andy is at the moment. So I'm off to Switzerland, so hard to be disappointed about that. One of the wonderful places of the world, of course. Sorry, Hendrik, I nearly forgot. You want my roundup of the of the Rome event. Prize money, 30 euros, which is low 30s in US dollars. ATP points, 10 only, not good enough. Self-assessment, 4 out of 10, because I just can't be satisfied with a first match loss in straight sets to someone who's ranked lower than myself or higher than myself. Even if it's Nuno Borges, who is a good clay court player, I mean, it's he's as I said, I think he'll do very well in the remainder of the clay court season. But until I get to Geneva, thank you, ball boys. Thank you, Hawkeye.